Unveiling the secrets A-list copywriters use to make themselves and their clients millions. This is the Copywriters Podcast with your host, the world's greatest copywriting coach, David Garfinkel.
So, it's a double-edged word that doesn't get talked about enough, and that word is confidence. Now, it has a bad connotation as in con man or confidence man, but on the flip side, with a different meaning, it's a very important positive word. I would say that in some straight-laced business circles, it's the only emotion you can talk about freely without raising eyebrows or causing questions about your strength and resolve. Most important of all, though, is that confidence can make the crucial difference between failure and success in copywriting at three levels: the copywriter level, the client level, and the customer level. Now, we've talked about confidence before in this show, but only in passing. Today, we're going to stand still and focus just on confidence in copywriting. And I would be remiss if I didn't first ask you to focus on this. Copy is powerful. You're responsible how you use what you hear on this podcast. And most of the time, common sense is all you need. But if you make extreme claims, and if you're writing copy for offers in highly regulated industries like health, finance, and business opportunity, you may want to get a legal review after you write and before you start using your copy. My larger clients do this all the time. Okay, so confidence. It's important whether you're a copywriter or a business owner or a customer. And it plays out in some of the same ways and in different ones too. And we'll talk about all three today. Let's start with copywriters. After all, this is Copywriters Podcast. Okay, a copywriter's confidence will have a big difference on the effectiveness of their copy and on the quantity and quality of clients they get. So let's start here. Have you ever written something pretty good, but you keep editing and polishing it to the point where you miss your deadline, and ironically, all the second guessing leads your copy to perform worse than if you had left it alone? Yeah, it happens to a lot of us. Yeah. And learning to trust your skills and judgment, that doesn't always come easy. But let's turn to the world of sports, because sometimes top players and coaches say it better and clearer than anyone else. Basketball great Kobe Bryant said, "Confidence comes from preparation. When the game is on the line, I'm not asking myself to do something I haven't done 1,000 times before." And football coach Bear Bryant, funny, another Bryant. We should ask Donnie Bryant about this. Bear Bryant said, "It's not the will to win that matters. Everyone has that. It's the will to prepare to win that matters." So part of learning to trust your skills and judgment comes from putting in the time and doing the work, getting the training, winning and losing, and learning each time. But part of it comes from intuition and learning to trust your intuition. And I can't explain this exactly, and I really doubt there's anyone who can. But I have a pretty strong hunch that the more experience you have that you carefully reflect on after you have that experience, the better your intuition will be. And the reflection part is really important. When I had a sales training class decades ago, I remember this line really well. Some guys say they have 20 years experience, but all they have is 1 year's experience 20 times. That is, when you don't reflect on what you learn, that's kind of what happens. It's the quiet assurance that allows you to write with conviction and make decisive edits. This self-trust is built through experience and continuous learning, and importantly, recognizing and celebrating your successes. Now, there's a difference between intelligent confidence and fearless stupidity. Intelligent confidence doesn't mean you'll never have doubts. What it means is you trust yourself enough to navigate through the doubts, and there's a big difference. You want to get to the point where you can write about worrying about anything and then go back and edit what you wrote without freaking out. That internal confidence becomes the foundation for everything else, from the quality of your copy to how you interact with clients and colleagues.
I think it was Henry Ford who said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. And I think that the importance of confidence really shines through in that statement. And you feel it when you're a copywriter, when you're working with a client who doesn't have that confidence, and when you're selling to people. In order to make that purchasing decision, they have to feel inspired. They have to feel that confidence. So everything that you said so far, man, just really resonates with my experience as well.
Cool. Let's talk about, since you brought up clients, it's perfect timing, how confidence shows up in a conversation with a client. So we got two copywriters. Our first one stutters and stammers a bit, and they pepper their conversation with phrases like, I think, and maybe. The second one explains their ideas clearly, backs them up with reasons, and in general answers the prospect's questions confidently. Even if both of them write about the same level of copy, which one do you think is going to get the job?
The one that is more confident.
Yeah, of course. And this kind of external confidence we're talking about comes from internal confidence. It shows up in your words, in your voice tone, and how you deal with feedback. So confidence in the way you come across is as important as the confidence you have about your work. And they're closely related. And once again, we get back to Kobe Bryant and Bear Bryant. And while we're at it, Donnie Bryant. I mean, he's a pretty confident copywriter himself. Coincidence? Maybe. But Donnie, like Kobe and Bear, does a lot of smart preparation, and it shows. What does preparation look like here? Well, before client meetings and presentations, figure out what their questions or objections might be. You might even go so far as practicing explaining why you did what you did clearly and concisely. That's not cheating. It's dealing with the real world in a smart way. But don't be a blowhard. Remember, showing confidence doesn't mean being loud or aggressive. It means having thought things through enough to be clear and under control when you present your ideas. It's the difference between saying, based on what you told me you want me to do and my research, here's the approach that will be most effective to reach your objectives. And I hope you like this idea. When you come across as confident, not only do you make a better impression, you also inspire confidence in the person you're talking to. And that can lead to a smoother working relationship and increase the possibility of future profitable business.
I'm just going to add 2 cents real quick here. I have found in my experience, jobs go a lot more smoothly. You get a lot less pushback from clients when you can come in and you say, hey, this is how we're going to do it. This is how it's going to work. Here's step one. Here's step two. Here's step three. You make it real simple, real easy for them. You kind of exude confidence. They're not going to be pushing back on you. Oh, I don't know about that. Oh, we usually do it this way. Oh, I don't know. I read somewhere that this. If you come in there with that sense of confidence, they're going to have that confidence in you as a service provider, and it just makes life as a copywriter so much easier.
It really does. So let's get to another thing about how your copy comes across, and there's a scientific term for it. Studies have shown that readers can often sense the writer's confidence by the way something is written, even without meeting the writer. And this phenomenon is known as textual confidence. Confidence in copy isn't about going over the top. Instead, it's about writing clearly and with conviction. And brass tacks, the difference between this product could save you time and this product will save you at least 3 hours a week. When your copy comes across as confident, you're using clear, direct language, strong, active verbs, and specific claims backed up by proof. Now, to get there, start by knowing what you're writing about and who you'll be writing to. And as a copywriter, don't be afraid to have a point of view. Confident copy takes a stand. Mm-hmm. Be bold. Even go over the line a little bit on your first draft, or go over the line a lot. You can always dial it back in editing if needed, but starting from a place of confidence often results in more compelling copy. Remember, your level of confidence seeps into your writing. By cultivating confidence in your skills and knowledge, you'll naturally produce more assured, persuasive copy that resonates with your audience and delivers results. So that wraps it up for copywriter confidence. Next, we'll go on to business owner confidence.
Before we do, I want to bring up an episode. We had Kevin from Copy Chief on. I think this was back when we were still in the double digits of episodes. And he said that one of the main problems he came across when he was going over other people's copy was towards the end, when it comes to the call to action, people would start to, their confidence would wane a little bit. And he used the term weasel words. He said he'd find a lot of weasel words selling from the heel at the very end of the copy. And the stuff that you talked about, clear, direct language, strong active verbs, specific claims backed up by proof, that was one of the tricks that he used, one of the cheat codes that he used for taking copy that started to lose its confidence and reinstill that confidence, especially at the call to action, where it's more important than probably anywhere else in the sales piece.
Yeah, well worth noting, and thanks for that. All right, well, let's now talk about business owners and first their internal confidence, both as it relates to copy and as it relates to other marketing factors. So we'll start with two business owners. First one is very risk averse and he lacks confidence. He takes too long to decide and he ends up staying with his current copy and marketing approach. Another business owner is a lot more willing to take chances after she's reviewed new ideas carefully. A copywriter suggests a new approach and she decides to quickly test it small. When it proves out, she scales up. 6 months later, her business has grown 27%, while the business owner who was kind of less confident, his has shrunk by 3%. So what we're talking about here is internal confidence for business owners. A major part of this is being willing to make decisions even when you don't have enough information, because the reality is you never have enough information, so you make do with what you got. Staying informed and practicing making small decisions, evaluating how you did it and how it went, will help build confidence when you're a business owner. You need to stay informed and try new ideas when they seem worthwhile. Don't wait to be the last one to try something. You may end up losing a lot of the first mover's advantage you would have had if you tried something earlier. Now, I work with a number of highly successful business owners, and one thing I've noticed they have in common is they are very detail-oriented, but they don't suffer paralysis by analysis. They take measured risks all the time. Data is vitally important in direct response marketing, but data isn't everything, because another crucial aspect to internal confidence for business owners is learning to trust your instincts. People talk about that gut feeling that guides their decisions. This doesn't come from a weekend with magic mushrooms, at least not most of the time. This kind of instinct is actually built from years of experience and pattern recognition. So look at decisions sometimes as scary learning opportunities. Look at the results of feedback, not just wins and losses. This mindset shift can dramatically boost your confidence in decision-making, allowing you to take calculated risks and propel your business forward.
I love it. Let's propel the podcast forward.
All right. So external confidence for business owners has to do with how you come across to your team, to your clients and partners. It's reflected in your communication style, your ability to inspire others, and how you handle crises. One key aspect of projecting confidence is clear, consistent communication. Learn how to talk simply and in an interesting way. You don't have to be a great orator, but the way you look and sound when you speak will make a difference. Problems arise in every business. That's life. And as they say, it's not what happens to you, it's what you do about it. So when you're facing challenges as a business leader, tell the truth. Don't sugarcoat stuff. But as long as you think your people have what it takes to fix the problem, give them a boost by telling them you're confident that they'll end up winning over the problem. Now, something important and pretty tough to hear for someone who has made a lot of money, and that describes a lot of business owners, bad news. Here it comes. Nobody likes a know-it-all. And people get tired of listening to a know-it-all once they realize he's full of shit, at least part of the time. So remember that showing confidence doesn't mean you have to have all the answers all the time. You should keep up to date and have most of the answers most of the time. But confidence also means being secure enough to say, I don't know, but I'll find out when you have to. Mm-hmm. And being open to input from others. A lot of this goes a long way in inspiring trust from those who you lead and those who you sell to.
I just want to add one thing. Having that openness to hear other points of view subtly shows a sense of confidence. Somebody who's not confident will overcompensate by being that full of shit know-it-all. But if you are actually confident, hearing somebody else's point of view doesn't threaten you. So that's a very key subtle distinction that I like. I like the fact that you included it there.
Are you getting tired of using the hero's journey in your sales copy over and over again? My book, The Persuasion Story Code, will help you put together stories that convince your prospects and resolve their objections. If you are a copywriter, you'll appreciate that every single one of the 25 kinds of stories in this book have been proven time and time again in profitable sales copy. But I've also used these kinds of stories to close 5- and 6-figure deals for my own business, and so have many of my clients. These stories are easy to create and easy to tell. They sound like ordinary conversation, but they are all designed and proven to lead to a yes. You can get the Persuasion Story Code on Amazon.com. So get your copy today. All right, let's go. Next part. For business owners, we save the best for last, and that's confidence and marketing boldness. A study by the Content Marketing Institute found that 65% of successful marketers have a content marketing strategy. The idea is that confidence in planning and bolding, the idea is that confidence in planning and executing bold marketing strategies correlates strongly with success. What is confidence in marketing? It means being willing to stand out and not follow trends like a blind sheep or a fully sighted sheep. It's about having the guts to tell your marketing story your own way, even if it goes against conventional wisdom. That's what confidence in marketing is. Listening to your gut and being willing to take intelligent risks, as well as some crazy ones. Hopefully, the crazy ones that would not bankrupt the company if they went sideways. So, 4 ways you can get this kind of confidence as a business owner. Really know your audience. The more you understand them, the more confident you'll be in crafting messages that resonate with them. Be willing to offend. Not everybody, not your best prospects, but all the weenies and chicken littles who will never buy from you anyway. Remember, you'll never have a company everyone will love. Here in California, there are even some people who don't like In-N-Out Burger, for instance. Now, I'm not one of those people, just to be clear. 3, test, observe, adjust, test some more. Start with small, bold moves, measure the results. Learn from them and use that knowledge to make bigger moves. 4, keep your eyes open. Take a look at what others are doing. Don't plagiarize, but look at how you can adapt it and make it your own. Remember, bold marketing doesn't mean being outrageous for the sake of it. That's called stupid. It means having the confidence to tell your story without worrying and fretting about everything that could possibly go wrong. When you believe strongly in what you're doing, that confidence will shine through. So the confidence your prospects and customers, this is a third level, right? Prospects and customers. The confidence they feel about you, your product, and your business will have major effects on your overall success. So let's go over this one the same way. Internal confidence, external confidence, and how confident customers will be more proactive. First, internal confidence for prospects is about feeling sure they're making the right choice. Mm-hmm. It's not just about trusting the product or brand, but also trusting their own judgment in choosing it. And part of this comes from information, but a lot of this comes from the tone of the copy, how the prospects and customers feel about what they see and hear from you. And we've covered a lot of that already. here's some things you can do in your copy besides writing confidently to gain that kind of trust and comfort and conviction from these prospects. First, give clear, compelling information that helps them understand their problem and potential solutions. Remember, sometimes the copywriter who describes the problem the prospect faces in the way that rings truest to them, which is often something they can't describe on their own, will win just because of that. Two, don't overpromise. Level with them. Let them know what your product or service can do, but also what it can't. People trust people who they feel are being honest with them. Mm-hmm. And three, use social proof, testimonials, case studies, and reviews. Go a long way these days in helping people make a decision. So how do you get your customers to be your most confident fans? I mean, besides paying them to be influencers and endorsers. Okay, a few things you can do. One, exceed expectations. Go above and beyond whenever it makes sense. Be enthusiastic about providing great service and high quality, but be reasonable. Don't injure yourself trying to please your customers. Two, be humble enough to say thank you. Acknowledge customers who leave reviews or refer others. Three, respond to feedback. People notice. And when they see you're responsive, they'll let other people know, and this will build confidence in the community. Mm. At the end of the day, confident customers are your best marketers. Nurture this.
I'm gonna say in ads, running paid ads on Facebook, they have the comment section, so this really applies there. But I've noticed that also Amazon has allowed you to start replying to customer questions, customer feedback in the comment section as well. And again, as a potential buyer, one of the first things that I do is I hit the comment section, I hit the customer reviews. And if I see that interaction and I see that, that again conveys confidence. If you just leave the comment section and, or you start blocking and muting anybody who has criticism, or you just never engage with it, that shows me that you're not confident in your product. But if you engage, like you mentioned here, that subtly shows me that you do have confidence in your product.
Yeah, that's great. And that leads into the next point, which is, you know, actually encourage customers to be proactive in supporting your business. A survey by the UK marketing firm Bright Local found 91% of, you're not the only one, Nathan, 91% of customers read online reviews, and 84% trust online reviews as much as personal recommendation. Confidence counts when people write testimonials and when other people read them. So encourage detailed testimonials. Ask satisfied customers to share specific results or experiences. Two, showcase video testimonials. Seeing and hearing a confident customer can be incredibly persuasive. And three, use testimonials strategically throughout your marketing funnel. From awareness to decision-making, confident customer voices can help move a prospect forward. Same thing with affiliate marketing. Confidence counts a lot for that. The more confident your affiliates are, the better they will promote your product, and the more they're willing to keep promoting over the long term. Remember, the confident voices of satisfied customers and partners can ultimately do more for your business than the best copy. And of course, you want to combine both.
Before we jump into the recap, I'm going to do a real quick recap. A lot of times, if somebody's looking to buy a solution for something, it's because they're not confident that they can solve it themselves. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when somebody's looking to hire a copywriter or a marketer, it's because the business owner is no longer confident that they can handle that themselves. And so what both people, both buyers are looking for is confidence. And so we sell the benefits, we sell the transformation, we sell all of these things, but when it really boils down to it, what they're looking for is confidence, and you need to be able to deliver that.
Yeah, really, really good point. And you mentioned that before, and that was what made me think we should do a whole show on this. So thank you. Okay, so now it should be clear to you that confidence is really important in different but overlapping ways to copywriters, business owners, prospects, and customers. For copywriters, we saw how internal confidence translates to more compelling copy. while external confidence leads to better client relationships. For business owners, confidence lets them make bolder marketing moves and inspire their teams. And for prospects and customers, we saw how confidence can increase conversions and create loyal customers who become advocates for your business. So the key thing is that confidence isn't just about feeling good. It's a critical component of success in copywriting and in marketing. It's a secret ingredient that can elevate your copy, empower your decision-making, and transform your customers into enthusiastic ambassadors for your business. And finally, on a personal note, as I was putting this show together, I got this new testimonial on Amazon for the persuasion story code that really boosted my confidence, and I'm going to share it with you. It's from a copywriter in Spain named Norm MacLeod, and the headline is, "I should have not bought this book." And it continues, "As a Kindle. The problem is, on a Kindle, you can't highlight all the good stuff in bright yellow. And there's a lot of that. You can't scribble, read this again in the margins. You can't scrawl FFS on the pages. So now I have to buy it as a book as well. Well worth every cent. This is a keeper for sure. Brilliant. You're not spending any money on this book, Kindle or otherwise. You'll recoup your tiny investment thousands of dollars over. Thank you, David G. Norm MacLeod." Well, thank you, Norm. And for everyone else, remember to consider getting the print edition so you can mark it up just like Norm wants to. We'll put a link to the book in the show notes.
I love how we ended the show with an example of what we talked about, which is going back to those customer testimonials. They can really instill confidence. If I was on the fence about whether or not to buy this book, and I saw a testimonial like that, that would definitely inspire the confidence, and it would get me to buy the physical copy.
Nathan, which book?
Gosh, I know it's a book by a friend of the show. I think it's called Persuasion Story Code.
Oh, yeah. The Persuasion Story Code by me.
By me, David Garfinkel. We will have a link to that book in the show notes. If you want to find easy access to it, head on over to copywriterspodcast.com. While you're there, check out, 379 other episodes that we've had on the podcast so far. And boost your confidence as a copywriter with all the jewels that we drop throughout the years on this here podcast, copywriterspodcast.com. And until next time, we will catch you later.
Catch you later. Hey, did you enjoy today's show? Want to help get it into the ears of more listeners? Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast app.
This is the Copy and Funnels Podcast Network.